With Montana News, I'm Peyton Butler. A former Montana Department of Corrections employee alleges she lost her job after refusing sexual advances by the agency director. Corin Cates Carney reports.
The lawsuit filed in Lewis and Clark District Court late last week by Adrian Cotton alleges she was approached by Reginald Michael in what she understood as a quid pro quo of sexual favors for career advancement. The court filing alleges that on a drive to Billings in the fall of 2017 with just Michael and Cotton in the car, Michael told Cotton that he had, quote, a history of subordinates requesting to engage in sexual activity with him, unquote. The lawsuit says immediately after, Michael asked Cotton about her career goals and if she had an interest in the deputy director position at the department, which would soon become available. Cotton's job as the agency's government relations officer was cut during department restructuring last year. The Montana Television Network reported last December that former DOC employees called the restructuring within the agency retaliation against people who questioned Director Michael. That MTN report included accusations of sexual harassment. Marissa Perry, a spokesperson for Governor Steve Bullock, said in an emailed statement, the governor's office takes allegations of sexual harassment very seriously, saying when the allegations first came to light, an investigation was launched. The state investigation found Cotton's complaint to be unsubstantiated. Cotton has filed a complaint with the Human Rights Bureau and is appealing its findings. I'm Corin Cates Carney, Montana Public Radio News.